mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I don't listen to what politicians say. I look at what they do. And both parties are identical and owned by the same global crime syndicates. They're turning America into a police state. They're dismantling the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I'm not anti-government. I'm anti the corporate criminals that have taken control of our government and are basically remaking it into their image. You know, they say patriotism is worshiping the government blindly. All the founding fathers told us, all the Greek philosophers told us, all common sense told us is don't give up your liberty, you'll get tyranny, you won't get security. And, you know, if you ask for people to take care of you, they will turn into mafia. They will abuse you. Maybe not the first generation or the fourth generation, but over time they will become corrupt. Tom in Pennsylvania, retired NYPD police officer, talking to Robert Sia, retired detective, about his book, No Lights, No Sirens. You guys finish up your discussion. Anything you wanted to say, Robert Sia?
I was saying it, and I got cut off. I forgot what I was saying.
Well, Robert, yeah. Robert, I also agree with you, and you're talking about your testimony in front of the grand jury and such, and you're coming clean, and you're trying to explain to everybody the way it actually is on the street.
That's right.
And I think that hasn't been totally represented, but I get it.
But here's the problem.
Let me just say something. You got to understand, I did not work in a pretty middle-class area. I worked in the ghetto where everyone carried guns. All I wanted to do and all I had to do was lock up these guys who were carrying pistols. Now, if the law is built for these guys carrying guns, then the people, the good people like us, the three of us right now, are unsafe. I took the streets back for the people, for the kids who never had summer vacations because they weren't allowed out of the house.
I understand.
Because
under,
there were shootings
under,
every week.
Under the fraudulent system, you did, you know, something that at a certain level helped. But that's what I'm saying. The system itself is wrong.
That's right. I agree. It's broke. The system
that's
is broke.
Right. Totally right.
I agree. The system is broken. That is what the book is about. How I took it back. I made over 500 felony arrests. I incarcerated guys over 100,000 years. You know why? Because I twisted it. I had to do it to make it work.
Of course. Hey, look, I know exactly what you're saying. We all did. We all did, and that's exactly what your book is about.
But what I'm telling you is I see people having their land taken or people being framed by corrupt groups of internal police that work for these corporations, and then I watch them lie on the stand. See, it starts out, you know, well, we're going to twist it so this rapist goes down. I mean, if I was a cop, I might do that, you know, if I knew he did it. But then we get innocent people, DNA's now showing that on death row, that you cannot start doing evil things in the name of good. It will only turn into evil down the line. I mean, the Bible says that, common sense says that. Aren't you guys aware of that rule?
First of all, you know, when I never in a case where there are 40 homicide detectives working a homicide, there's no way in America that you could falsify a case like that. It's not going to happen in New York City. It will not occur in New York City. I promise you that.
Well, it may happen
in some bum, you know, some town in the middle of the country. In New York, it doesn't happen. It can't. It cannot happen. What I did was a one-on-one, singular case by case.
You know, I don't buy that to say in New York nobody's ever been falsely imprisoned for murder. I mean, comments on that, Tom?
Well, no, for sure they have. There's no question about it. I mean, it's the slippery slope argument. Once you begin, myself and you, Robert, stopped at some point because we were after bad guys.
Right.
But there's no question that there are some psychopaths on the job.
Smart criminals, and then they go right to chief.
Well, I don't know where they go to, but I'll tell you what happens. They do BS, and they do get people who are legitimate locked up for long periods of time. But whatever.
Look, I've had corrupt cops tell me, you know, back when I was in high school and I was shooting my mouth off about the sheriff dealing drugs, which he went to prison for in Rockwall, Texas, and I had the sheriff deputy say, look, we're going to frame you, punk. And I was a good kid.
Well,
gentlemen,
wait.
I want to thank you both for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
I want to thank you both, Robert Sia and Tom calling in. God bless you guys.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Take care, bye. I'll be back. Stay with us. A bunch of news, your calls. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa. You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I have this former New York City detective on who doesn't apologize for lying on the stand about people. And you heard all his excuses. I don't think he's really an evil person. He's ignorant. He's also more dangerous than just outright criminal cops, because the globalists count on all these well-meaning people that'll twist and massage and warp things, and it is used against good people. And evil people above these well-meaning cops that are gung-ho are manipulating them. And he tried to argue with me about gun control areas having higher crime rates. I mean, please, I've had all the top professors on that have crunched the numbers. I've got the numbers, all the big international, you know, crime statistics all over the world. I mean, they took the guns in England and the crime rate quadrupled. I mean, it's just, they make you have automatic weapons in Switzerland. They have the lowest crime rate in the world. You've got to have them by law. They come and do inspections to make sure you've got them hidden so the government can't steal them. They teach you, if the government ever tries to take your guns, fight back. We do inspections to make sure the machine guns are properly hidden and the hand grenades. So, I mean, I just don't want to hear it anymore, folks. Civilized, genteel societies have gun cases in every living room. In slave squalor, the people don't. A few thugs do. And it's like it's a New York cop convention. We got a bunch of New York police calling in, people saying they are. But Ron in New York's a classic. We'll get to him first and then to Tim and Paul and others. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we've got David Ray Griffin coming on. I got a few news items I want to hit before then. But for stations that don't carry that first five-minute segment, you know, I told the story of why I woke up to corrupt police. I mean, I was a guy who liked to get in fist fights with the tough guys, and I was somebody who liked to go you know, get drunk and, you know, jump pickup trucks over hills and stuff. But I wasn't a bad kid. You know, I was pretty good. I was pretty rough and tumble. But I didn't like corruption. And I knew the police had done bad things. I knew that they tried to put people in jail that hadn't done things they said they did. And I knew that the local sheriff's department was dealing narcotics. And so I shot my mouth off about it. It all started when, you know, we're at a bonfire out there, you know, drinking copious amounts of alcohol, and the police come out and try to break it up on private property when I'm like 16, and I go, hey, why don't you go back and deal your drugs? Yeah, I know about you making deliveries. The cops got me in the car, and they said, look, we'll kill you. I said, well, go ahead then. You know, I guarantee you'll get caught for that. Go ahead and hang me in my jail cell. I mean, I was crazy, folks. I mean, I'm nuts. I still am a little bit. And I said, I'm going to expose it. And, you know, I shot my mouth off. And then I had police one time take me down to the office. They said, look, we know you stole all this stereo equipment. We know you're behind that. And I was like, what? I even told the cop. I said, the only thing I've ever stolen was some candy out of a store when I was about 3.5 years old. My mom made me take it back, you know, caught me in the car. And then one time I took some beer out of somebody's golf cart that was in their garage. Now, the garage door was open. There's a case of beer. We did take it. And that was bad. But I said, I don't steal. What are you talking about? And he goes, Alex, we know that. But if you don't shut your mouth, we're going to put you in jail, and people with AIDS are going to rape you. And then my dad had a friend who was a lawyer locally, and the lawyer told my dad about it. That was one of the main reasons we moved to Austin, Texas. My dad never told me that until years later. He was just, well, I'm selling my dental offices. He owned a couple dental offices. And I'm moving to Austin, which he also had a good business opportunity down here to buy into a chain of dental offices, a little chain of dental offices. So, you know, it turned out to be good. But my family really finally moved to Austin just because the local lawyer told my dad, yeah, they may be planning to kill your son. Because, I mean, I knew they were a bunch of criminals. And the sheriff did, Jack McCorder did go to prison for flying in cocaine. So that's on record. So I don't want to hear this stuff, folks. I don't want to hear it anymore. Government's corrupt. It always gets corrupt. You, more often than not, statistically, police are more corrupt than any other group. I'm talking about high-level police, not the average, you know, idiot on the street who's just like the general public. And until we understand this, we're just going to get, you know, keep getting taken to the cleaners. You know, it's that simple. And then in closing, before I go to some calls and cover some news, you notice I didn't plug my videos last hour. And, you know, that's the sole source of support of my broadcast and my staff. I've got Ryan Slickhuysen, who's a webmaster. I've got Steve Watson, Paul Watson, and my wife. So total, that's 4 webmasters. I'm paying folks to do redesigns and to build blogs. That's coming up. I want a storefront property to have retail and be able to have folks into my office. I need to hire more staff just to read all the email and get all the leads and get the guests. I'm killing myself doing all the work. So I'll throw it out there that people all the time say, I want to support you. I want to donate. I want to blah, blah, blah. How do you support this broadcast? You call the sponsors of the local affiliates you're listening to, and first and foremost, you thank them for carrying this show, those stations. You thank those sponsors for sponsoring it, and you buy from those sponsors if they've got products that you need. That's first and foremost, and you support the sponsors on this network, because the message is first and foremost. But I'm telling you, I could do a lot more, because I'm at my limit with employees right now. You know, unless I want to just go out of business here. I need to hire more people. I need a bigger office, and I'm looking at bigger offices, and frankly, I don't have the money to do it. So I need to do more. I need to do more. I mean, I've got 4 employees. That's not true. I have 5 full-time employees and 1 part-time employee, and we're working all the time, folks. I mean, we're doing the work of 20 people, and I have to really, you know, I don't like riding people, and my folks do get a lot of work done, but I need more people, and believe me, there's nowhere where the support you give us, there's nowhere where it will go more to the fight. I mean, you know, it doesn't go, a very small percent, maybe 5% of it goes to, like, an enchiladas. And maybe once or twice a year go sit in a hotel room on the beach and let the kids play in the sand. I mean, it just, I work all the time. You hear me at 2 o'clock in the morning on local radio stations as a guest. You hear me, you know, at 7 a.m. on your local station being a guest. I mean, folks know I work all the time, folks. I work all the time. And believe me, if I didn't have to carry out the trash or put the light bulbs in or go make dubs of a video or do everything, we could do more. We could make more films, better films, have an effect. So this is how you support me. You go to InfoWars.com and you order as many videos as you can. And we got discounts where they're $5.95 a piece when you get a bunch of them. We got one deal where you buy one video and the next is $5.95. Buy 10 copies. Give them away to people. Buy one copy, that's all you can do. Make copies of it and give it to people. I mean, it's frustrating, folks. And I've gotten past the point of being ashamed to ask for support. I mean, we're having a big effect. I know we're fighting the New World Order, so help us and join us and come in for the big win against the New World Order. I don't ask for donations. I mean, if that's what you want to do, go ahead. People sent me donations before, and I call them up and go, "Do you have a lot of money?" And they go, "No." And I go, "The check is being sent back to you." I don't do that, folks. Okay? I ask you to support me in a way that you know is getting the word out, where it is purely against the New World Order. I just ask you to get the books and videos and books on tape we offer at InfoWars.com. Plus, there's some of the best works out there. The new film, Martial Law, is really excellent. Please get it. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call and get the videos. 888-253-3139. Or you can go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. So go online and get the videos or call 888-253-3139 or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a 15-cent-a-day membership, $5.95 a month. I mean, come on, folks, 15 cents a day, come on. And that just pays for the bandwidth. I mean, we had to do that a year and a half ago or there wouldn't be websites. I mean, we're victims of our own success. When you start getting, you know, millions of visitors a week, I mean, you know, the bills are huge. 4 dedicated servers, another backup server, it's expensive. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get all the videos, the books, other videos, the best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. We need your support. Or write to us at 3001-3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, you know we're in the fight, man. Just front line, tip of the spear. Are you going to give us the fuel we need to run over the enemy? Fuel my tank. Fuel my tank. All right? Let's go ahead and again, that's a double entendre. I am a tank running over the enemy, and I need my tank on the tank filled. Let's go ahead and go to Ron in New York, one of our favorite callers. He's been calling in too much lately, but that's okay. We'll let him on today. Go ahead, Ron. You're a retired New York cop, and this is the same Ron, right?
Yes, it is.
So it's kind of like a convention of New York cops. You heard two of them earlier. What's on your mind?
Well, Alex, I only heard bifurcated parts of the conversation with the fellow that wrote the book. Now, he said that in all of New York State, there were 400 and some odd murders. Was that correct?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe he referred to the state because he was comparing the state of Texas to the state of New York. His statistics are a little bit off there. There are approximately 500 or so murders in the city of New York alone. The state statistics, of course, and naturally, are much larger than 400. I don't know where he came up with that statistic, but that's not accurate. Now, if I understood correctly, too, the interview, and by the way, I don't want to digress, but the reason I've been calling in is because things have been happening at a faster and more furious pace, as you well know, than they ever have before. We've had more things occur in probably 1 week than we've had in the last three or four.
CAFTA, Patriot Act, Supreme Court stuff.
Right.
All these rulings, yes.
Okay, so that's why I'm calling in to address them. But anyway, let's get back to the original point. Now, if I understood correctly, he was convicted of perjury, is that correct? Or falsely, giving false testimony?
No, he was just admitting it.
He was admitting that he had committed perjury or gave false testimony.
And in the end, he said it was a good thing.
Well, I don't know how long or how far he is out of the department, but there's certain rules, there's certain laws there. Listen, first off, the chief law is this, the U.S. Civil Rights Act. He's admitting to giving perjured testimony to wrongfully convict people. That is a silly thing to do, and that's why I really wonder, I mean, if this isn't bravado, because he spoke more like a script out of a Hollywood cop show than he did out of anybody.
No, I hear you. Thanks for the call.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A 1-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I wanted to get Professor David Ray Griffin on today to talk a little bit about some of the new 9/11 stuff that's coming out. More and more former airline pilots coming out saying what happened on 9/11 is impossible. More and more janitors and police and rescue workers saying bombs were going off. But I also wanted to just get his take on the London bombing, just the smell test, which I talked to him off air a few days ago. He said it doesn't really pass that, but you know, he doesn't know exactly what happened, but it doesn't look good. And we do have some new developments on that. I wanted to raise those to him a little bit later. Obviously, we have loaded phones, too, and only about 40 minutes or less to talk to him. And I've got several other news items I'm going to throw out there. But I tell you, he's a great guy. David Ray Griffin is professor of philosophy of religion at Claremont School of Theology and Claremont Graduate University. And one of the co-directors of the Center for Process Studies. He is the author of God, Power, and Evil, A Process. And he, again, has just written a whole bunch of critically acclaimed books on many subjects. And he's written The New Pearl Harbor and several other books on 9/11. Professor, good to have you back on with us.
Hi, Alex. It's good to be back with you.
You bet. I tell you, so much has happened since we had you on a few months ago. Your comments on what's going on with the 9/11 truth movement.
Well, it's quite interesting. This weekend, for the first time, there will be a convergence of 9/11 people with a lot of other anti-war people. And that's quite a significant development because for a long time there was a rather standoffish attitude. But I think this series of Downing Street memos opened a lot of people's eyes. And people who maybe thought 9/11 people were sort of weird conspiracy people because, you know, the press doesn't cover their stuff, so, you know, it must not be worth covering. And now they see you can get a smoking memo that says the Bush administration was going to fix the facts and the intelligence around the policy of going to war in Iraq, and the mainstream media won't print even that. So I think that opened up a lot of people to
see. Well, this is key.
Yeah.
Left control gatekeepers, funded by the Ford Foundation and others, Amy Goodman, they won't touch this with a 1,000-foot pole, but I have seen now the controlled left coming out of their control, and if you turn on these tens of millions of liberal activists, it is over for the globalist.
Well, one can hope. So one can hope for both of those things. That is, one can hope that there is a sign that there is going to be openness to 9/11 truth in the activist liberal part of the country, and that if that happens, that would make a significant difference. It certainly couldn't hurt. It would certainly help.
Well, what we're seeing is the main screaming of people not believing this ridiculous official story. I mean, certainly you're seeing that.
Yeah, it's more people. My books and other 9/11 books are still selling rather remarkably well on, you know, as indicated by the ranking on Amazon.com and other indicators. And this means that thousands of people every week, thousands of new people are learning about this, and most of the reviews that I get and other similar books get on Amazon are positive. So,
I'll say this, and frankly, the number of videos I sell or books you sell may be substantive, but in the aggregate, it is nothing compared to just what people are learning on the Internet.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's all part of the mix, but that's indicative. I mean, a lot of
that's
people,
a good scientific indicator.
Yeah, it's not scientific, but it's certainly an indicator that
I think it's scientific to be able to look at things being, you know, really best-selling, exposing this view. I think that's a scientific reading of sales of something.
Oh, sure, but I mean, you haven't done some sort of impartial poll where, I mean, this is a self-selected audience by definition, but the very fact that so many people are doing this self-selecting is the significant thing. And the point I'm going to make, or one of the points I'm going to make while I'm in Washington, is that there's a sense in which 9/11 is not the worst thing that's happened. I mean, when you think of it, we're talking about a little over, 3,000 people who were killed and a few buildings were brought down. But compare that with, the number of people who've already been killed in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. If we keep going in Iraq, it's soon going to be 3,000 Americans.
But 9/11 is important because it's the linchpin, the launch pad.
That's absolutely right, and that's the point I'm going to make, that whereas the public might put up with the idea that the president went to war on the basis of fixed intelligence, they would not put up with 9/11.
That's right. Stay there. We'll expose the terrorists when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Professor David Ray Griffin. We've had Tim and Paul and Ken holding for a long time. Those are the three calls I'll have time to take in about 10 minutes or so. But we're so honored to have Professor Griffin on with us. We've got to get him back on in the future for several hours. Professor Griffin, finish up what you were just saying about this big 9/11 truth convergence, which I wish I could go to, but I'm mainly having you on to promote it. Tell us about that. I'm told Cynthia McKinney is going to be involved, too.
Yes, there are kind of two parallel tracks. That there on Friday, there will be her hearing, which will go all day long, and several people will be there. Paul Thompson and Nafiz Ahmed will be testifying about omissions and distortions in the 9/11 Commission report.
And that's going to be on C-SPAN.
I don't know on that. There's been talk that it would be, but
how can they not put a congresswoman having a meeting, there and covering lies? It's huge.
C-SPAN is our best hope in terms of television.
And what time is that?
The meeting runs all day, really, from 9 o'clock, of course, Eastern time, till till 4, I believe. The morning will deal with the questions and the, you know, whether the truth of the report, and the afternoon will deal with the policy questions.
And where is that going to be held?
You know, I don't have that exact location.
I mean, is it in a house office building?
Yes, it's an official meeting.
Well, that's going to, so do you have this, I mean, is this a part of a hearing, an investigation she's calling through Congress? Or, I mean, obviously, if she's using one of their facilities, it is.
Well, you know, I'm not positive if it's technically one of the facilities, but so I can't.
Well, regardless, it sounds very newsworthy. Okay.
Yeah, she and she has one other congressional co-sponsor, so she's not out there all by herself.
Well, if she's got co-sponsors, then it is official.
Yeah. Well, I say she has one. And so that was very good news to hear that one person was willing to sign on. So I say that'll be going on, and then a parallel track will be that afternoon. There will be a meeting at the National Press Club for alternative journalists, and they're hoping several hundred of them show up from around the country. And I will be speaking at that event. I will have about 20 minutes, and two of the Jersey girls will be speaking. Last I heard, it was to be Lori Van Alken and Mindy Kleinberg.
Okay, what are the things you're going to be covering again?
Well, my talk is going to be called 9/11 and the Mainstream Press, and I'm simply going to point out that, you know, in a criminal case, the prosecution gets up and presents an initial case, which is supposed to establish a prima facie argument that there is reason to go forward, prima facie argument for guilt. Then the defense attorney steps up and says, I move for dismissal on the grounds that no good argument has been made. And then the judge steps in and says, au contraire, a prima facie case has been made, or at least the judge can say that. And if the judge does say that, then the defense must rebut all the charges. Now, the parallel is you and I and many other people have established what we believe is to be a prima facie case. The mainstream media should have played the role of the judge and said, yes, indeed, here it is, okay, Bush administration, defend yourselves. And
but they've never even allowed, I mean, certainly we've shown the evidence, they've just acted like it doesn't exist.
Well,
they've gone along with the official story since day one, and that's how the globalists, the neocon crowd, has been able to operate with impunity.
Well, that's right. So that the mainstream press, rather than playing the role of the impartial judge or jury, which is what one would expect from a so-called free press, they've taken the role of the mouthpiece for the administration. And so the administration just got up and said, in essence, we move to dismiss. You know, Bush says, beware of outrageous conspiracy theories, talking, you know, probably primarily to the press there. And so, nevertheless, a kind of impartial judgment has been made by public opinion. You've cited the Zogby polls and the polls in Germany and the polls in Canada and so on. So we've got civil society has said, yes, indeed, a prima facie case has been made.
And so really what's happened here is they've tried to sell their fraud, and in the process, the already battle-scarred mainstream media has lost even more of its credibility to a level now where newspaper circulation is down by 66% in the last 10 years. We have the TV viewership for cable and broadcast TV down around 45%. I mean, we're seeing an exodus that the government's lost all credibility, the media is losing all credibility, and the alternative media itself is being energized in that process. Now what do we do? Have some type of public trial?
Yeah, and the argument I'm going to make is that the 9/11 Commission report was in fact the government's attempt to offer a rebuttal You know, with Zelikow in charge, the White House really had their man on the commission in charge of the commission.
So that proves that that was a kangaroo court where they put all their people in charge, appointed by the president. Then you ask the public again, okay, this was their, quote, response to write up a whitewash, and from the get-go they said, we're not finding government guilt. I mean, they said that from the start, so they're convicted right there of a staged hearing from their own words.
That's right, and so that's what I'm going to try to convince the alternative press people there, is that, in fact, we have actually moved to that final stage, because the government had its chance to rebut all the arguments, but it didn't do it. It omitted all of them except a few, and those it distorted. And that's,
which is a prima facie case for guilt.
That's right. And so I would say, you know, as my lawyer friends tell me, if the defense does not rebut all or at least most of the charges, then the jury or the judge says, well, okay, now the prima facie case is conclusive. And that's really the situation we're in. It's just that the mainstream press has not notified the American people that that remarkable transition has occurred.
Well, it's like Larry Silverstein. We call his office. We write to him. Hundreds of media outlets have called him. And he will not respond to Building 7 saying he pulled it. Now, through some intermediary New York Post, of all places, oh, well, we were interviewing him about why the towers fell and conspiracy theories, and he said, well, that isn't really what I meant, but then he didn't say what that meant, and then the newspaper decided not to print that, so that shows, if not even Silverstein absconding and covering up, that we also have the media doing it.
Well, yeah, and I think you've had William Rodriguez on.
Yes.
Yeah, and so he's told his story about how NBC News came out to his home and spent a whole day interviewing him about the explosions, and then didn't put a second of it on the air.
And then we have all these firefighters saying there were explosions.
That's right.
And then we have the prima facie evidence of the commission saying there are no central steel columns when the World Trade Center's North and South Tower had some of the biggest in the world.
Yeah, so I had to be very selective in my talk, but that's one of them I picked out because it's significant there that James Glantz of the New York Times had written that book, co-authored the book on the rise and the fall of the World Trade Center in 2003, and he spent a lot of the book talking about this unique structure being built around these 47 steel columns. And yet when the 9/11 Commission report came out and denied the existence of those columns, you didn't see the New York Times protesting.
And again, that's like saying the Washington Monument doesn't exist.
It's, and actually, these things were actually bigger. I mean, there was a lot more total mass there in those 47 steel columns than even the Washington Monument. So it's even a more, you could say, monumental lie.
It's like saying the Atlantic Ocean doesn't exist. No, because, I mean, since you talked about that on C-SPAN, and since that was pointed out in the commission report, and others had pointed it out, I've gotten lots of emails from architecture students. They're like, we study the WTCs in school. They talk about the columns.
Yeah, can you get some of those people to go on record and say that?
We have the plans for the building. It's now we have video. We have the film footage of them building the building. I have that PBS.
Yeah, maybe this would be a good show for you to get some of this documented. Get some architecture students on there, or full-fledged architects who say, well, of course, this is a big lie.
It is the big lie theory, though, because it's so big, we then try to argue with just ridiculousness. I mean, it's like Rumsfeld saying there's WMDs, and then he says it's an urban legend conspiracy. It's a quote, urban legend. Another quote is a conspiracy theory. I mean, I've got the guy all over video saying it, Professor, and then he says, no, I'm a kook.
Yeah. Well, you know, this famous quotation from somebody in the administration, and one might guess it was Karl Rove.
We control reality.
Ridiculing people who are reality-based and saying, well, we create reality. and you journalists just come along and report what we do.
That, I mean, that isn't just arrogance to me. That shows kind of those, you know, pinnacle of power sickness.
Yeah.
The analogy is a doctor, you know, gets on this power trip that he can't ever be wrong. But a better example would be, you know, a deep sea diver down in deep waters. You get euphoric off of the lack of oxygen. And, you know, well, people in high places also get, you know, this power trip itis.
Yeah. Alex, let me ask you another question about what you've covered on your show. Have you dealt with depleted uranium?
Oh, absolutely. We've been covering DU for about 7 years.
Yeah, I assumed you had. And that's going to be another dimension of this D.C. Convergence meeting. Have you had Lauren, does she say Murray or Moret? Do you know?
Lauren Moret, you mean, yeah.
Yeah, have you had her on?
No, I've had Dr. Doug Rocky and others on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're on the same page, and she's going to be there.
Well, here's an example. The Army's own handbooks, up until the mid-90s, said it's deadly poisonous, it'll kill you, don't breathe it. All these decontamination ways, you know, guys in suits, special vehicles to deal with it, and then they just don't issue that to the troops and tell them to use it everywhere.
Yeah, so when we say that, you know, only 1,800 Americans have been killed, and you know, and even if it's only 6,000, if you know, if we were counting the ones who died on the plane leaving Iraq, still, that's a fairly small number compared with the people who are going to die from this war. I mean, just Americans.
I know. How do they, you know, I think DU is almost, in real magnitude, it's much bigger, salting, you know, four different countries with this in the last 15 years. But before we go to a few calls here, Professor David Ray Griffin, I wanted to bring this up to you. Bush and Cheney are out fear-mongering. Their neocon mouthpieces are out fear-mongering. We're going to be nuked. Suitcase nukes are going to go off. Al-Qaeda's about to attack us. Then you go into the history that suitcase nukes don't last that long. The Russians didn't really sell these suitcase nukes. Our government had a $20 billion program to buy these up and destroy these. There's records of all of that. But it scares me to see see these criminals creating kind of a history, a false history, that suitcase nukes are here. And I don't put it past them to blow up 20 city blocks and then radically re-engineer our whole society, have a draft, make themselves king. They've introduced the bills to repeal the 22nd Amendment. I mean, a lot of serious people, Professor, even Tommy Frank said it, they are really setting up for martial law. I got articles about secret police units with the military spying on citizens. I mean, I'm not trying to scare people here, but I think this military-industrial complex is capable, and I'm seeing the same propaganda I saw before 9/11, of carrying out some type of nuclear attack here in the U.S. Your comments?
Well, my comment is I'm just afraid that you that this may well be right, and like you, I believe that one can't put even such a thing beyond these people because they are really fanatics. It's when you start reading the literature about the neocons and see what their worldview is, and we're talking about people that are household names. We're talking about Cheney, Rumsfeld, Pearl, Wolfowitz, and you know, the Washington Standard crowd. And these guys are truly fanatics who really want to rule the world.
And they've got that megalomaniacal syndrome going. And imagine Napoleon or Hitler with the nukes. I mean, we are in so much trouble. And regardless of them setting one off here and blaming it on Iran, they're openly talking about, they've even got Paul Harvey. Did you hear about that?
I haven't heard that anything recently, no.
Well, Paul Harvey, we've aired it here, he came out and he said black slavery was good.
Yeah.
In the same sentence, he said we gave smallpox to the Indians and we got prosperous. It's time to nuke the Middle East.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are out of control.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I go back to why I focused on 9/11, because even though that would be far worse, and even though, I mean, what we're doing with DU is possibly now killing the world. We don't know.
It is nuclear war.
Yeah, and so those are the huge stories, and 9/11 in and of itself, you know, was a fairly small event.
Yeah, it's like getting Capone on income taxes, and we're not minimizing 9/11, but in scale, it is tiny compared to attacking Iraq twice with hundreds of thousands of tons of this stuff.
That's right.
Serbia, 10 proving grounds in the U.S., and Afghanistan. They bombed Republican Guard bases, then they have our troops move in a week later and do nothing about it.
Yeah. But 9/11 is huge in terms of it has been the pretext for all this other stuff, so that if we can expose 9/11, and I say the other reason is that whereas American people would put up with a lot of other nonsense, they would not put up with learning that the government had deliberately manufactured 9/11
Professor,
and lied about it.
So many people woke it up now. I think that helps, though. I don't think that this establishment counted on people being so bold and seeing that the root is government-sponsored terror. Do you think that that makes us safer, that everybody's starting to wake up?
Well, it's hard to know. I mean, the opposite could be that they'll say, okay, it's now time for police state. So it's hard to predict the future when you're talking about such people.
When you're talking about lunatics, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Your calls.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
We got 5 minutes left. I'm going to jam three calls in here. Just have a question or comment ready for Professor David Ray Griffin. Just type his name into Google. You'll get how to get his great books. It's all over the place. And we have a link to it as well on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. But, Professor, I mean, you're, you know, high up in academia. You know, your books endorsed. You've been praised by a lot of pretty high power people. I mean, talking to folks that would be called, you know, mid-level elite, it seems like, and I talked to some of them too, they're upset, they're worried. It's like, this is so over the top, this is so out of control, the lies are so crazy that a lot of middle-class and upper-class people are now really going, hey, this threatens our whole future. These people really are nuts. I mean, that's what I'm seeing happening. The question is it happening fast enough, Professor?
Well, of course, it's hard to know, but it is very interesting that a lot of very conservative people are rejecting the neocons. So you've got these volumes coming out. One of them's called Neoconed, and another one's called Neoconed Again, and one of them is essays entirely by conservatives. And then you've got Paul Craig Roberts, and you've got several other quite conservative people who are protesting and saying this is just nuts.
Well, again, folks, they're going to carry out attacks. They're going to have a national draft. You're going to have to salute them and worship them. The public plans, they'll have citizens in little uniforms and local tattletale squads. We're going to make Soviet China look friendly if they have their way. Do you agree that they'd like to set something up like that, Professor?
Well, you know, I mean, as I say, it's hard to try to get inside their minds and know what they want. And then, of course, they're a disparate group, and they probably have some different views. So
well,
I don't know.
I look at what they're setting up. They are setting up the classical police state.
Yeah, but with regard to China, there's no doubt about that their focus is now turned to that, and that's the new competitor. I mean, they know all along that this so-called war with Islam is just a charade. But
yeah, that's just a warm-up.
Yeah, I mean, with China, you're talking about a real state with enormous power and with an enormously growing economy.
And they threatened to blow up 200 cities last week. Did you see that quote?
What was that?
Well, the top Chinese general said we'll destroy 200 cities.
Oh, you mean over Taiwan?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, certainly they will sable rattle. So you've got two very strong and powerful forces there, and it's certainly not helpful for us to be presenting them as our new serious enemy.
After arming them to the teeth, let's take a few calls here. We're almost out of time very quickly. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Hello, Dr. Griffin.
Hi, Tim.
I have a quick reminder, comment, question. I can do it all in 30 seconds. Remember, people, a true Patriot Act is willing to defend their country against your government. And as we deal with these complex issues, I try to put a template on everything that simplifies it. There's four archetypes out there. Those that seek to oppress, those that are aiding those oppressors, those that are bowing down to it, and those like us that attempt to lift the veil of secrecy on these people. I think Mr. C has fallen into category number two there. And finally, whatever happened to the court case Marbury versus Madison that states that anything that goes against the Constitution is null and void? And how does that correlate to
the Patriot Act? The Congress is supposed to control the Supreme Court, and things are backwards. Thanks for the call, Tim. I apologize to Paul in Canada and many others that we're holding. We just got to get Professor Griffin back on. Professor Griffin, final comments?
Well, just keep up the good work and keep informing the public, since the mainstream media is certainly not doing its job.
And the truth convergence is coming up.
That's right. It could be a very important event, and there's a hope that some sort of new organization of alternative media will
God bless
form.
You all. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Our